On this day, November 2nd, 1976, Jimmy Carter was elected the 39th President of the United States, narrowly defeating the incumbent Gerald Ford. The victory marked a political shift, bringing a former peanut farmer and governor of Georgia into the White House and setting the stage for a presidency defined by human rights emphasis and energy concerns. Also on this day, in 1983, President Ron...
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
Ronald Reagan signed the bill establishing Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a U.S. federal holiday, memorializing the civil rights leader. Also on this day, in 1920, the first commercial radio station in the United States, KDKA, in Pittsburgh, began broadcasting, ushering in a new era of mass media and communication.